press 1 to call.
Did that work? Hello?
Hi, is this David?
This is him.
Hi, this is Casey with Phone Ninjas. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Is now still a good time for our one-on-one session?
Yeah, it's perfect.
All right. Are you already logged into your Phone Ninjas dashboard, or do you need a second to log in?
Yeah, I'm already logged in, yeah.
Okay. So basically what we're doing is we are monitoring all of the inbound calls for your dealership, and we're pulling random calls and coaching them based on how closely our script process is followed. So
okay.
Not every call that you take is going to be coached, but every call that you take is fair game to be coached. So we want you to be trying to use our script process on each inbound that you take from now on.
Okay.
When, like I said, the calls that get coached are going to be random. So when you do get a call that's coached for you, you're going to get an email notification. You will not have to come in here and check to see if there's anything there. And when that happens, what we'd like you to do is hopefully review that call within, I'd say, 24 hours or so. The idea is that we send you the coached calls, and then you listen to it, you hear the coaching comments, you make adjustments based on what the feedback was, and then hopefully next time we coach a call, you've applied those adjustments, and we see improvement. So we want to see improvement from call to call.
All right.
So have you gotten a chance to print off your scripts yet? And if not, it's fine.
No, I haven't printed them off yet. Which one are you wanting me to look up? I have, like, a bunch of them, but I don't have it in front of me.
I'm on the Phone Ninjas dashboard
right now.
Okay. Are you on the scripts page?
Yeah.
Okay, so the inbound scripts in the upper left-hand corner, there's two that I'm going to have you print. And if you can't print right this second, that's fine. I'll just tell you which two they are.
Okay.
The first one is the very first script, inbound generic new used.
Okay.
And then the second one is the one that is fifth from the top. It says inbound specific new used. So it's basically the same name, just one is specific and one is generic.
Okay.
So those are the two to print off, and then to the best of your ability, try to have those with you as much as possible when you're taking calls from now on. We want you to have those with you because right now, of course, you don't have the script memorized, so we want you to have them to use as reference and kind of follow along with while you're on the phone, while you're getting comfortable with what our steps are and everything. I say to have both of those with you because when a customer calls in, it's either going to be a generic or a specific inquiry. You just don't know which until the customer starts telling you what they're looking for.
Okay.
So I'll give you kind of I know you know what generic and specific means, but in reference to our scripts and when to use them, the easiest way to know is that the specific script is to be used when customers call on a particular stock number. So typically your customers who call because they found something online or maybe they drove by and saw something, a red one sitting out front, if they're calling on one particular stock number, then that's a specific call.
Okay.
The generic calls can sometimes be a little bit harder to identify. They could call in and say, I'm looking for a Camry. It needs to be new, and I would like it to be black. Yes, they've given you some specifications, but if they're just basically checking to see if you have anything like that, then this is actually going to be a generic inquiry. So does that make sense, the difference between the two?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that's going to be, like I said, important for you to, be comfortable identifying your calls as generic or specific. So.
Okay. Awesome.
Right now. Okay. So right now I want to open up the specific one. So inbound specific new used. Click on that one.
Okay.
And then you've got to scroll down to page 3 is where the steps actually start. So let me know when you're there.
Okay. I'm here.
Okay. So basically what I want to do now is just have you read off of the script because everything on the script is your portion of the conversation. And I just am going to be a very, very easy customer on the other side just so you can kind of hear the back and forth conversation using our script process. If you have any questions at all, you can ask. This is very casual. And so ahead of time, looking at step 2, qualify, The stuff in blue mm-hmm. is not anything that you would say to the customer. That's little side notes for you. And really, since step okay. two here is so quick, it's basically just two statements, I typically suggest kind of just combining it with step three and making it one. Just a suggestion.
Okay.
And you can go ahead and start with your greeting whenever you're ready.
Okay. It's a wonderful day here at Jim Norton Toyota. This is David. How may I help you?
Hi, I was calling because I found a 2019 RAV4 on your website, and I wanted to see if that was still available.
Oh, okay, nice. That's a really nice vehicle. We've actually had a few calls on that one today.
All right.
You want me to move on to step three? My bad.
Yeah, I usually suggest just combining step two and step three.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, great. Let's do this. So that I don't waste any of your time, let me check to see what we have here available. It should only take me about 10 minutes. Are you calling from home, work, or cell phone?
My cell phone.
Okay. And that number is?
It's 315-956-2084.
2084. Thank you. How do I spell your last name?
It's TENBROECK.
Okay. And your first name?
First name's Casey.
Okay, nice to meet you, Casey. While I'm checking on that vehicle, is there anything specifically and only this vehicle you're considering? Or are you open to others? Especially if we have something nice that could save you money and save you some money. Bye.
So if the customer says that they are open to other options, then those bullet points right down there are just an example of some qualifying questions.
Okay.
You know, you can ask a couple questions, see what else they might be open to. If they say that they are not open to other options, though, we wouldn't have you ask questions. You would just go right underneath where it says, oh, can I put you on hold?
Okay.
So just for the sake of being quick and easy on the role play, I'll say, no, I'm not interested.
Okay. Can I put you on a hold for a moment? I just thought of something I should be able to do that information. There's a typo. information. Yeah, you should be able to get that information for you right now.
Yep, so you don't actually have to put me on hold, but with your customer, mm-hmm. you would actually want to place them on hold, and then
yeah.
you can pick up at step four.
Okay, let me scroll down a little bit. Oh, the next slide, okay. Thank you for holding. Great news, the vehicle is available, and speaking of availability, when are you more available? Right now or later today?
Later today I could come in.
Okay. I have openings in my appointment book at 6:15 or 6:45. Which best works for you?
6:45 works great for me. So once you get your customer to commit to a specific time, then that's an appointment. If you look okay. at step five, objection handling, if the customer gives mm-hmm. you any type of objection as to why they cannot come into the dealership, we have a bunch of different techniques that start on page 7. I would encourage you to read through them, but definitely don't try to memorize them or anything. Those are really just kind of there for you to use at your disposal. You know, if the customer gives you an objection and you think you can handle it, that's fine. If they give you an objection and you want to use, you know, parts of our method, all of it, combine it with what you're already saying, basically they're just kind of there for you to use as tools if you feel like you need them. But in this case, I'm just going to say, you know, 4:45 works for me. So you have an appointment. There's no objection.
Okay.
So step 5 doesn't apply, and you now are on step 6.
Okay. Do you have a pencil handy? I have something important for you to write down. Write this down, please.
Yes, I do. Okay.
My name is Davin, D-A-V-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
And my direct number is 405. 518-8461. I'm also going to send you an email with some information. Should I send that to your home or work email address?
You can send it to my work. It's just casey@phoneninjas.com.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, our appointment time is at 4:45. Is that what we said, or 6:45?
It doesn't matter. You can just repeat it.
I think, okay. Now, our appointment time is at 4:45. Let me write that in my appointment book as well. If you're going to be running a little early or a little late, please call, because I will have my manager, he's set aside for you, and we'll have vehicles ready for you to see.
Okay. I will let you know.
Thank you. Do you know where we are located?
Yes, actually, I've been there before, so I do.
Okay, awesome. Great. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Jim Norton Toyota at 445. Thank you again for calling.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So, obviously, this is going to be a little uncomfortable for you because it's new, and we understand that. So, we're really just trying – we just want to hear you making an effort on the call. If we coach a call and it sounds like you're making an effort but you're struggling, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to hear you trying, and we can coach you along the way.
Okay.
But are there any questions on the script or anything in general, questions you've got for me?
No, not necessarily. I think it's just more of a comfortability thing, like getting more comfortable with speaking. And because I came from sales, like I came from like sales department, so like I didn't do any of the BDC like setting appointments or anything like that. I just kind of called my own leads and set my own appointments for myself. I didn't, you know, have to do anything, all this extra questions.
Right, right. So one of the main things to keep in mind on these phone calls is that you are not going to be trying at all to sell a vehicle. What you're trying to sell is an appointment. That's your main goal, is sell the customer on an appointment. Try to save, you know, like the juicy details for when they're in the dealership. Try to just push them to come in. That's really what the script is for, is to give you a consistent process to follow to not only get info from your customer, but above all, hopefully sell the appointment.
Okay.
And this is basically what I like to run through just for our first phone call together. So again, this was the specific script. Make sure you look through the generic one as well so you're comfortable with that. And then I typically schedule our next call while I've got you on the phone, like for November. But I think management is going to start doing that now for us to make sure that everyone's schedules align properly.
Okay.
So our next call will not be until November, so we do have some time, but just keep a lookout in your email from something, either from me or somebody within your dealership, just letting you know when that call is going to be in November, and then whatever they pick, I'll just call you then.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your time, and I hope you have a nice rest of your week.
You as well.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.